in the Hebrew text, this psalm has an inscription. Most of the psalms have a little inscription. And the inscription reads, as you might expect, "For the leader, Al Mishpadat of David." Amiktaim, we don't know what that means. "When he fled from Saul into a cave." So the psalm that we have, see, is applied there. Where did it really come from? We don't know. But it's, again, it's the Christ praying. Huh? First part of the psalm is all about the suffering. And the second part, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people." Actually, that second part is also found in Psalm 108. The Psalms are a sacrament of the soul of Christ. As we let them work on us, they can identify us with the movements of the soul of Jesus, and we can learn. And so this psalm, you know, starts off in a prayer. Huh? "Have mercy on me, O God." Again, this famous word, Haneni, that we've seen start off how many psalms, right? Haneni. Be gracious. Be merciful. How do they translate? Be merciful to me. Elohim. Haneni. "For I seek refuge in you. I seek refuge in the shadow of your wings." See, God is like a great big eagle. And we can take refuge under his wings. We can be protected. We're always protected if we're looking to him. Again, if this is a sacrament of the heart of Jesus, you see, he's praying this to the Father. And he's gathering us up. You see, that's why the editors of the Psalter, you see, they saw whoever wrote this thing, it's about David. And that's an insight, you see. Because now we know David is a type of Christ. And he is an anticipated realization of the life of Christ. That's what we mean when we talk about the spiritual sense of Scripture. All the terminology that we use to describe our Lord's work on the cross comes from the book of Exodus. Rescue, salvation, redemption, a special people. And if it doesn't come from there, like in the letter to the Hebrews, it comes from Yom Kippur. It's like in the light of our Lord, we see the real meaning of that. It's not just a game, you know, well, looks like this, we'll tack it on. It's seeing the reality. And so we have here, you see, this, "I call to God the Most High, to God who is good to me." Gomer Eli, okay. "He will reach down from heaven and deliver me. God will send his steadfast love." You know what that is, right? I mean, the Hebrew word for that, chesed, right? Chesed, you see. And his truth, his fidelity. "As for me, says the Lord, I lie down among man-eating lions, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongue is a sharp sword." That's, Jesus felt that, right? How many people wanted to kill him and found fault with him? And he's preaching about the Father, healing their sick by the thousands, and they want to kill him. You see? And then, "Be exalted over the heavens, O God, And your kavod be over all the earth. Your kavod, the glorious, saving presence of God. That's his glory. That's his kavod, you see. Let your glory be over all the earth. Wouldn't it be something if the glorious, radiant, saving presence of God would just come down on this poor globe, put people's hearts and minds at peace? Our Lady is talking to people about this very thing. No? Turn from your sin. Forgive one another. Care for one another. And my son will come and set you free. And so, they have prepared a net for my feet to ensnare me. They dug a pit for me. But they fell into it themselves. Imagine Jesus praying this, huh? And then it starts. You see. Nachon libi Elohim. Nowadays, in modern Hebrew, you say, oh, he's a good ball player. Nachon, right on, really firm, nachon. So when you read it here, you see, my heart is nachon. It's firm. I'm with you, God. I could blow it tomorrow, but I'm with you. You see, nachon libi. This is Jesus telling the Father, I'm with you all the way. You see, I will sing, I will chant a hymn, and then rise up, my soul, Ashira, awake, harp and lyre. Can you imagine Jesus, you see, all alone? How many times we read how he spent the night in the prayer to God. Well, what was he doing? He was taking Psalms and giving them life, so that when we pray them, you see, we can enter into that movement of Christ. You see, awake my soul, not just my soul, the lyre and the harp. I will awake the dawn. I'll be up early enough to call the dawn up. Why? Because I love you. I want to praise you. Yes, I know that I seek refuge in you, that you are in the, I try to hide in the shadow of your wings, you see. I will praise you among the peoples, O Lord. I will sing a hymn to you among the nations. He does that through us right now. That's what praise is all about. You see, to praise, you praise with your mind. You just don't praise with your lips. I praise you, God. I love you, God. Yeah, 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 fine. What's going on in your heart? See, I will praise you. I will sing a hymn for your faithfulness. And of course, you'd, well, maybe not, but it's, you know, chasdika. Because great, higher than the heavens, is your hesed, your enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. The covenant says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. God says, I'm much better at being your God than you are at being my people. I protect you, I love you, I enlighten you, I feed you, I care for you. I give you knowledge of myself. Okay. For your faithfulness, your emet, you say your steadfastness reaches to the skies. And then these words, Rachum al Shemayim, be exalted higher than the heavens, and let your glory, your kavod, be over all the earth. Your kavod, your glory. God, if you would just come down and show us all your radiant mercy, we'd all change. The Lord says, I did. Just look at the cross. I did that. So come to me and receive my mercy. You see? I'll teach you what enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant is all about. What is it? It's my spirit in you. That's the new covenant. That's the new law. Jeremiah saw that, right? Everybody had gone off into exile, and he was supposed to go too, but he was back there, and he was thinking, God, I'm praying that you bring everybody back. What good is that going to do? We'll just sin again. We couldn't keep your covenant before. What's going to make us keep it now? And God gave him a revelation. Days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with you. This is my blood of the new covenant. A new covenant with you. Not like the old one. This is the one I'll write. I will write my law in your hearts. And then no one has to tell his brother, know the Lord. Know the Lord means to perceive him and to acknowledge him. Perceive him and acknowledge him. Everybody will know me. Why? Because I will forgive their sins. And their iniquities I will remember no longer. New covenant. That's what we celebrate every day here. Every day, new covenant. So you see how these psalms are a sacrament of the soul of Jesus.